Hi, everybody. Thanks for coming or staying around. The next speaker is Torsten Behrens. He comes from Hamburg. He has been working on open or free office suites for the last decade, and he's currently a member of the technical committee for the OASIS ODF project.
Yes, the ODFTC.
Okay, thanks.
Yeah, so welcome everybody. Great to see all of you. I'm here to talk a little bit about configuration management for LibreOffice. That should be interesting to anyone trying to deploy LibreOffice on a bigger scale, and what the mechanisms are there, and some nice tools and hopefully helpful tips how to do that. I'm working for SUSE on LibreOffice, and I'm also involved with the Document Foundation in their board. Still very exciting times for me, and I'm glad to be here. So, what's this about? So, what does customizing mean? Typically, when you use it as a home user, you have some like your name and your preferred printer that you set up, and of course, if you do that on a larger scale, you have other things that you want to configure or customize from the stock installation. All of that to make your life easier and happier and more secure. So, for example, that you have better user experience, people don't have to go and tweak things before they can start working, and you can lock down stuff, for example, when it comes to macro security, or what kind of stuff is stored in a document, and also compliance, like you can't use this printer, because that's just for, this color, expensive color printer. LibreOffice can do most of that out of the box, so you don't need third-party tools for that. Although there are a few tweaks or a few helpful hints that you have to, or that you should keep in mind. So a few words about how this works internally. That should help to get some understanding on what you can do beyond what I'm from the examples I'm giving you today. So we have a three-layer architecture. The bottommost is hardwired in the during compilation time, basically. That's a schema for the configuration that already contains default values that are falling back to if nothing else is set in the upper layers. All of that is XML based, so that's a wealth of tools and a wealth of libraries available to use that, process that, tweak that. Second layer is administrative configuration. That's files that comes from files that are usually not writable by a common user. So that's where you can stick stuff into that users shouldn't be able to tweak. And the topmost level is the user configuration, where users can change stuff, install their own extensions. So a bit more detail on that. The schema layer, there's some example markup there, how that looks. It's hierarchical, and it's typed, so you have several basic types there, strings and booleans and lists and stuff like that. And you can group that by topics, of course. This in the slides that I will put up online, there's a helpful link to the DTD. The administrative layer, Oh, by the way, if there's any question or anything unclear or some comment you would like to make, I think I prefer if you do that right away. That's a bit more interactive, and I believe we have the time. The administrative layer on top of this schema layer looks mostly the same. Just slightly different markup. It's one layer up, and it's typically located on Linux in some only root writable location in the user file system. Last one is the user layer. Even more the same markup. That's typically located under .config in your user home directory on Linux and in the app data subdirectory on Windows. There are a few more tweaks there. So there's extension configuration. That's a separate file. And there's also the possibility to hook up LDAP with that, for example, to pre-fill names, titles, whatnot, for your users. So usually the topmost layer wins. So whatever is written there, LibreOffice takes it, which is sometimes a bit unhelpful if you want to implement an admin override, for example, to lock down stuff or to implement some security policies that users cannot change, even if they bother to go into the configuration dialog. How to do that is to add an attribute to your markup here in the admin layer. Let me see if that works. So you just stick it in here to this property element with this finalized equal true. So if that's in some lower layer, then upper layers can't override that. So how to actually do that if you're about to deploy something and you sit there in front of LibreOffice and pondering what to change and how to change it. So the one option is to just do a clean from scratch install with a completely new user, so you don't have any residual configuration from past usage or past installations. And then configure LibreOffice to your heart's content via tools options. And once you're done with that, you go and extract the configuration changes that you've done. And helpfully so, LibreOffice sticks all changes and only the changes into one file. Depending on the platform you're running, that's either under .config or on Mac under application support, or on Windows below app data. And there, that's pretty much the same path structure, LibreOffice/3 user and then registry modifications XCU. So you just harvest the stuff that you want to tweak from there. Any questions so far? I can maybe just show some. All right, I wanted to show that. So that's helpfully all in one line. But of course, you can use XML lint or some editor of your choice to break that down. And then you have a whole lot of configuration, because that's my own, that grows over time, of course. You can just go there and harvest stuff, if you know what to look for, which is not so nice. Where's my... There we are. So you have to look through the XML, and you have to kind of know what to look for. I don't think that's... I mean, if you know what you're doing, if you've done that a few times, maybe that's a workable solution. But what I'm after at here is that there's actually a nicer way to do that than to just grok raw XML. So I wrote a nice extension a while ago, and I just last night I updated that to LibreOffice 3.5. There's a link where you can get it. When it's really beta tested, I will put that up to the extension repo. With that, you have a somehow nicer view on the actual configuration hierarchy. So let me show you. Where's my mouse? Okay, so keyword needs to work here. So what you see here is the topmost level of the configuration hierarchy. That's not perfect usability-wise, but it goes a long way, at least to get a broad idea what you're able to configure, and it's much better than this raw XML. And when you click on those buttons, then you get the sub hierarchy from that topic. For example, for the common options, that's here. And what this also does is to give you some helpful explanation to almost every configuration item that you can find there. What it also does, it highlights stuff that's changed against the default. It's very much the same like Firefox's about config conceptually, although the amount of configuration that's possible in LibreOffice is some order of magnitude bigger than what you can do there. So if you do that, you can also change that, although I broke that last night. You can't do it today, but and conceptually you can change it here. So you change your configuration as if you would edit the tools options dialog, and then you close LibreOffice, and now you know the name of this configuration item, so you can just look for that, hunt that down in the XML file. You still need to edit the raw XML, but at least you know what to look for. So once you've done that, question is, by the way, questions so far? Is it too trivial? Okay. So now you want to deploy what you figured out you want to change. There are several ways to do that. Of course, you can manually edit the files, the XML files in the administrative layer, What you can do as well is to deploy an extension that only contains changed or modified configuration. There is a sample extension under the link below. It's a simple zip archive, so this .oxt file, you can simply unzip that and look inside and then repackage it. So that's the actual content of that extension. It's a bit of boilerplate, so you have some descriptive file there. This is just the mechanics of how an extension works, and you have a small snippet of changed configuration that you can stick in there and that you can extend as you like and as you wish. So the highlighted part is changing an option that affects how LibreOffice stores encrypted ODF files. The default, which is not modifiable on the UI, so you can't change that in tools options. The only way to affect how LibreOffice behaves in, I would think, some 30 or 40% of the configurable items, you can only do that by touching XML files or by tweaking that through this config browser. So what that does is to use the two of those items together make ODF make the save to ODF use AES compared to the old legacy Blowfish encryption that we had before. And you can just it's just boilerplate. You just stick your stuff in here, and then rezip the extension. And there's even a helpful makefile here that you can rerun, and then you just give that to your users and make them install that or not. Well. In fact, I don't think you would do that, because what you want to do is an administrative installation of this, so your users can't change that if you've set this this finalized attribute. And here's how. There's a little program called UnoPKG, which is a command line utility to install and maintain extensions, and with that --- shared option, you make that install the extension on the administrative layer, which means not on the user configuration, but on the actual LibreOffice installation directories. I think I'm much too quick, so I can probably show you some more details. As I said, there's also the option to plug LDAP into LibreOffice, for example, for usernames. There are two links for a migration guide and the unfortunately German article about many more details about configuration. So, again, to show you, this is the extension installed there. And there's an add-on menu that you can fire up, which should then it came up on the wrong screen. I'm terribly sorry. Ha, there we are. So now it's collecting lots of stuff, and there we are. So as I said, there's a whole lot to discover here. Also stuff that I find useful for my daily work that just didn't make it to the configuration UI, to this tools option dialog, simply because it's overcrowded, and it's probably not that important, or rather arcane stuff. But you have the whole stuff here. And as I said, with this comment boxes here, usually helpful explanation of what this does. Okay, so any questions or comments so far?
Is there a possibility to define the administrator, or has the administrator to be root?
That's entirely file system based. So how to grant permissions is entirely based on access rights on the file system. So if you make the files writable by someone else, then this person can or some group writable by some admin group, then those persons can configure that as well. Okay. That almost gets me to the end of this talk. I will, as I said, upload the slides, so the links here are live then. I will finish or iron out the last wrinkles of this extension. It's already quite helpful, so it's already really nice to discover and to explore the configuration subsystem. Although it would be, of course, helpful to have it actually make the stuff writable and save it back. So if you want to contact us, the probably best way for development-related questions is on the LibreOffice at lists3desktop.org list, or grab us on IRC on the LibreOffice channel for user questions and on the LibreOffice-dev channel for hacking questions. Other useful links, of course, for extensions, the extension website and the wiki for general help. Thanks so much for your attention. And if there are no further questions.
Are there any further questions? Okay, thanks.
Then we can finish early. Thanks a lot.